We are good too.
It's good to hear.
Yeah. Hey, you slept here in Gauteng? Or you came in the morning? You arrived this morning?
Sorry?
You arrived this morning?
Yes, I arrived this morning at 11:15. The airplane landed.
Oh, okay.
Straight from here, from there to here.
Oh, no. Thank you very much. Eastern Cape, ne?
Yes, from Port Elizabeth, Eastern Cape.
Yeah. From the Eastern Cape. We were waiting for Miss Masiko. Thank you very much, honorable members. Good morning, Ms. Pretorius. My name is Nhlanhla Ncube Ndaba. I'm the chairperson of the Portfolio Committee for on Women, Youth and Persons with Disabilities. I'm co-chairing with the chairperson Gillion. She is the chairperson of the Select Committee in the NCLP, the Select Committee on Social Services, Health and Social Services. The gentleman who's wearing a blue mask is Dr. Tembe, from our legal unit in Parliament. And all the people who are wearing blue, except the honorable member, who are sent by Mika Kul, okay, the lady who's wearing the blue mask, the one next to the wall is Ms. Nelly Sonobatana, our committee secretary. And there's another one, Ms. Nonvula Jiba, who is the manager of committees in Parliament. And then Ms. Uzuki Franz is the coordinator for the Select Committee in the NSOP. I will now hand over to honorable members to introduce themselves. Over to you, Honorable Maluleka.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. And good morning, good afternoon, Ma'am Pretorius. My name is Witumelo Maluleke, member of this committee. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chair, and good afternoon, Ms. Pretorius. I'm Teliso Mgweba, the member of this committee.
Thank you, Chairperson. Igama lami Sibongile Khawula. Sikwamukele Mhlonishwa Pretorius. Thanks.
Thanks, Chairperson. Is it still good morning?
Afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ms. Pretorius. My name is Elegant Chavele. I sit in this subcommittee. Thanks.
Good morning, ma'am. My name is Mbulelo Baha. I'm a member of this subcommittee as well. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chairperson, and good day, Ms. Pretoria. My name is Sigile Masiko. I'm a member of this subcommittee.
I'm Ms. Pretorius. My name is Luol of PT, and I'm a member of this committee.
Thank you very much, honorable members. Ms. Pretorius, you've got 45 minutes with us. Members will ask questions, and members will also make follow-up questions, even if the member is not the one who asked that question. And feel free, relax. If you feel that your anxiety now is going higher and higher and higher, there's a bottle of water there. You can drink water just to cool down a little bit. And just feel free. Make yourself comfortable. Because this is the only opportunity where you can sell yourself. and good luck. Then I'll record. I'm going to cut. Okay. My first question is about yourself. Tell us about yourself and who are you? What are you doing? And, why did you apply for and why do you think you are at your to be appointed to serve in the board? Over to you.
Thank you. Good morning, Honourable Chair and members. My name is Janneke Pretorius. I'm 29 years old. I am married and I have a little baby girl. Before I tell you more about myself, I would just like to say it's really nice to see so many females in front of me today. It really makes me feel comfortable. And I don't know if it's appropriate, but I would like to say Malibongwe. I am from Port Elizabeth, Eastern Cape, born and bred. I obtained my BEd/IB degree in the end of 2013 at NMU University in Port Elizabeth. I am currently a teacher as well as head of Department of the Occupational Faith at Maryvale School for Specialized Education. So the occupational faith is the last 3 years of a student's life for the big world. I have a very, very strong passion for people and children with disabilities. It's where my heart lies, and it's just my passion. Okay, I'm not a politician, so if you are looking for a politician here today, I'm in the wrong place. Politics. But
we're not looking for a politician. Okay. We're looking for South Africans who must serve in the board and deal with issues of young people.
Then it's good. Thomas Sankara once said that you cannot carry out fundamental change without a certain amount of madness. You have to turn your back on past formulas and you need to invent in the future. And that's exactly the position I am in. I want to implement all these wonderful policies and all these wonderful frameworks and legislative paperwork that's put in place. I want to be on the creative side. I want to implement my ideas I have to take youth development into a new era. I'm a very friendly and outgoing person. I forge a good relationship with people in my work environment. I have a love for developing and helping others, and I've always centered myself in doing that. I have a love for the welfare and the well-being of youth people, and thus I've been doing some charity work in my spare time as well. As I've said before, that I have a love for people with and children, I feel the NYDA is lacking in the helping of people with disabilities, as disabilities is not a blanket approach. There are different types of learning disabilities and disabilities, and we need to work together to try and find strategies to fight these challenges these people with disabilities are facing. It is not homogeneous. Disabilities are not homogeneous. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Over to you, Honorable Chairperson.
Good morning, Mrs. Pretorius.
Chair, it's your turn to ask a question.
Can you hear me, Chairperson? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Mrs. Pretorius, just a simple question from my side. If you will be considered to be a board member of the NYDA, what leadership qualities will you bring into this board of the NYDA? And can you reflect for us where you played a leadership role in a previous organization that you served on? And can you give us an example of that? Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. Over to you, Ms. Toro.
Okay. When I look at the word leadership, I think of you as a must be a role model to other people. You need to guide them, be their form, and help them to serve for the purpose that you are there. So, leadership positions I've been in I've been a head of department, so I run a whole department at my school. I need to make sure that the people that work underneath me know what to do on a daily basis. I need to help them to research and find new innovations and new ways to teach different disabilities. As a disability, you need to stay on par with how you can teach them and learn them new ways. If I'm appointed on the board, I would go back to the NYDA Act. It gives you rules and guidelines on how a person should be when you're on the board. So I will go back and reflect on what it says in the Act, as it's very important to always remember that there are good rules and guidelines that you must follow, and you must always represent yourself in the best capable way. And as a teacher, I naturally believe in discipline, principles, and structure, and I will always combat against ill discipline, corruption, or mismanagement.
Thanks. Yeah, I want to make a follow-up on that one. Which section of the Act that empowers you to do all the things that you were talking about? On the Act of the NYDA. You spoke about discipline. I take it that when the person talked about discipline, you would have read something from the Act that tells that. That's why I'm asking which section of the Act that empowers you, and so that you can see which part, which section is guiding you on how must you deal with the things that you mentioned.
So the Act
okay, another one, if you think along the, you see the good initiatives and creativity that you're talking about, which section of the Act that empowers you to go and implement those things?
Okay, I just want to understand if I understand the question correctly. Do you want me to give the ideas that I have, or
no? The ideas that you have in the Act, there is somewhere in the Act, in the sections that are there in the Act, that empowers you or guide you on how then do you implement those ideas.
Okay, so implementation, you always go back on the integrated youth development, where in 1994 South Africa has undergone major restructuring to eliminate historical engineered inequalities, and global institutions made it their priority to come up with programs so to empower youth employment. So I would go back to that how to implement it. Everything stands in the integrated youth strategy. So
no, it's fine. Let's get to go to another question. Yeah, Honorable Mr. Honorable Paula, this is the menu in Interpretele Umama Oshin Lape, Umam Powers of Manasis of Soft, Unity Interpret Professor. MPC, Honorable Paula Chavele, Honorable Masiku, whoever.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Ms. Pretorius, for your insightful contributions. You spoke about your interests relating to persons living with disabilities. And so my question that I would like to ask you is, should you be appointed onto the NYDA board, what programs and campaigns will you articulate and lobby for on that board for people living with disabilities, persons living with disabilities?
Firstly, as I said, that disabilities is not a blanket approach. It is not homogeneous, so there's different types of levels of disabilities. It's not just people who've been in an accident and lost their legs. We actually have children classroom where the education system failed them. Just because they can't read or write on the correct level, after school, they just their parents' problem. They sit at home. So I would love to come up with a program where those children who have disabilities, just because a person doesn't have disabilities doesn't mean they do not have abilities. So we sit with these children who have abilities, but just because the education system failed them and they don't have opportunities after school, that's where I really, really would love to incorporate with the youth development, the NYDA, to start programs to help them develop into the labour market. For instance, there's a boy in our school. Okay, he reads and he writes, but he doesn't read and write at the level of the school, the education system wants him to do. But you can give him a drill, and he can put up pictures anyway, better than most men I know they can. And he has the ability to climb on a bus, go to a person's house, and actually do the work. He has the ability to work with finance. He has the ability to run his own business. But just because he doesn't have the abilities that the education wants him to have, he's not able to go into the labor market where he has the ability. And that's where I would love to come in. I would love to work to develop persons to develop their skills. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, Ms. Paula, thank you very much.
Thank you, Chair. Yeah,
ma.
And Gibonga, Chairperson. Yeah, I bong the presentation of this ability, Nadu Zonga Benzala. Like that, Ms. Pretorius, Lana is South Africa's name, Engango, 2040 Middle, Engasibins. Nesipende 35 years. U 70% why? Lokho okukhombisa ukuthi la eSouth Africa iyouth yakhona ayimelelekile. Ngabe ifundile, ngabe ayifundanga ukubheka lento yamakhono. Ngifuna ukubuza-ke la. Ngazi ukuthi nje sikhuluma nge-COVID-19 manje. Enye into ethathe ba. Njengoba kuyi-COVID-19 lana kuvele khona umyalezo abahambe Palisa lo 350. Ngivelile ukuthi kusho la eSouth Africa iyouth yakhona isafana nokuthi akekho ibhuti eyikhathalela. Wena-ke mangase sikuqasha manje noma sikuthatha manje kungena kunebhuti yaka-NYDA yini ozoyenza ukuthi le youth yase-South Africa ekhombisa ukunganakwa esize yathi shi kwiy'dakamizwa eyasemakhaya ehlala emapulazini yahlukumezeka yini ozoyenza ukuthi nayo isibonto sibalulekile la e-South Africa mhlawumbe gcina sikwazi ubatholela umhlaba kuthi labo-350 ababanikwayo manje khulula ukuthi ibhodi eyahambi yohlala nogovernment ukuthi akathathe le mali le ukuthi abavulele amaumsebenzi abanikeze amabhizinisi abathengele ogandaganda
Thank you for your presentation. It shows that you are prepared. Statistics in South Africa shows that the unemployment rate of our youth is 20.4 million, and people who are above 35, and I'm talking about the group that is falling out of the youth age bracket, is 70%. So to me, it is clear that our youth is not well taken care of, educated and non-educated members. And it also shows that we don't have dedicated board members who have their best interests at heart. You, as somebody who has come forward and has shown interest in this position, what are you intending to do differently? How are you going to turn things around? My wish is to see our youth become employers. My wish is to see our youth become landowners. I want to see them being involved in farming projects as landowners. So how are you going to go about making sure that that becomes a reality?
Kulwe no government. Kuthi labo 350 banikezwe bathengelwe abantu into zokugandaganda.
And I would also like to see government taking the 350 rand that has been promised to our youth. I would like to see him take this amount and buy them the land and tractors, so that they become equipped farmers.
No, they can't buy land. Land is our land.
All right.
Must
sorry
buy a
about
truck
that.
And
we are not going to buy the land. The land is ours. It belongs to us.
I must buy truck and tractor and truck.
We just want the government to take the 350 rand, and instead of giving it to our youth, he must take the money and buy them trucks and tractors so that they are better equipped to carry out duties of farmers. I also want to see our youth getting involved in the mining sector.
Thank you, Honourable Member, for that very well formulated question, as it speaks to my heart as well. Firstly, we need a if I'm appointed on the board, the first thing I would say is we really, really need to work on the marketing of the NYDA. As I've done research in my area, and so many young people are not aware of this board. So that's the first thing we really, really need to look at. And there's a few ideas that I have that we need to stay with the changes. So they talked about an app in 2017, but I've looked up and I haven't seen the app. I don't know, my phone doesn't have it. We need to stay with things like that. So we need to look at the app to promote the NYDA first. So want to be more in South Africa, who wants to be employed, know about this. They need to know about the NYDA. They need to know that the NYDA wants to help them. So I would look at that as well as small adverts on YouTube. That's what the young people do. They go on YouTube and they want to see. So I would do small things like that. Or a magazine where they can read up about the NYDA, where the people who has been previously funded by the NYDA share their stories so that people know that the NYDA is actually doing the work. Okay, so now getting to the question is, I fully agree with the Honourable Member about land, and I think that one thing that we need to look in, if I'm appointed on the NYDA board, is hemp industry. That we give ground, we first we have to develop and train the young people to know how to work on the land. So there, I would say it's an excellent idea. We need to get the into agriculture and give them the abilities and teach them and motivate them. Then another thing that I feel very strongly about is that we need to empower women. So I have this idea in my head. It's called the Fast Track, and it stands for Females Are Stronger Together. And who limits a woman telling her that she can't be a boss of the mind? We need to work with these women, develop them, give them the skills, and push them into male-dominant industries. Because we as women also have those skills. There are people out there, youth, that have the ability. We just need to work with them. We need to train them. We need to motivate them into the sector. So the FAST training program is something that I think that we really need to look in, is to empower the women of South Africa. As well as, I feel that the NYDA approaches the youth too late. To only approach them after 18 years, it's too late. You need to start them young. You need to start them as they go into high school. They need to know what the NYDA is. They have to know out there so that they can go into know which direction their life is going into. So there's another approach. It's just ideas that I'm thinking about, is the 5 golden rules rules of a young person's life. So start them young. Work with the education department, incorporate in school level, all about the NYDA, all about how you can run a business, how you can theoretical and practical activities into the subject, so that we can start them young, teach them from a young age to look to the future. At a young age, as the Honourable Board Member said about agriculture, teach them about it. At my school, agriculture is actually one of the subjects that the boys do. We have a little garden. We teach them to work with ground. So that's actually an excellent idea for people with disabilities, because they're able to do it. They're able to get a ground. We as NYDA just need to put all the wonderful documents there is into practical solutions for these people, for these youth. So yeah, that's something I really feel strong about, is we need to empower women. We need to start them young. At 18 years old, it's too late. we need to start them young. And in the end of this, when the matric, they can get a certificate. So this certificate they can take to the NYDA office, and this can make the whole process so much quicker. Yeah. I hope I've answered your question, Honourable Board Member.
Aloha.
Engifuna kulungiswe correctwe yiloko ukuthi bafundiswe ngokulima because bese kakade bekade kulinywa o iphela kushoda imali imali efuna kunikezwe youth. Ngiyabonga sihlalo.
Farming has always been our legacy. It's something that we were born into. What we need is money, and we need nurturing skills. We need nurturing skills programs for farming for the youth from all spheres of life, especially in the rural areas. We need money, lots of money.
Yes, thank you, Honourable Member. And I agree with that. We need money. And through that, I would lobby to sectors and ask them to help and give money as well. But I feel that we need to speak to the Minister of Finance, as I feel that youth development is one of the biggest challenges South Africa faces. So I feel that we need to lobby with him and see if he can't from his side give us more funds, because youth and development is really, really the most important challenge in South Africa now. So I would also speak to him and see if there isn't somewhere that he can give us more from another department, maybe that he knows he can get funds from. But I feel that we must also lobby to private sectors and ask them to help us as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. Ms. Pretorius, history has taught us that people with disabilities always get excluded economically. Then if you can be appointed to the NYDA, how are you going to achieve the National Development Plan that speaks to issues of people with disabilities and also SONA priorities? I'm talking about SONA 2020. Towards achieving gender equality or gender mainstreaming, making sure that young women and young person with disabilities benefit to the NYDA in terms of training, mentorship services, and business opportunities. How are you going to assist? You know, now that history has taught us that they've always excluded, in all departments and in all levels, and if you could look at the percentage, it's always below 2%. How, if you can be appointed, now that your experience in terms of person with disabilities from your from the education part of it, how are you going to help the NYDA then to make sure that at least the percentage increases from time to time?
Thank you, committee member. Okay, so the National Development Plan is a very important document, and it's the cornerstone of South Africa's future. It's an action plan put together to, and this action plan is actually put together to eliminate inequalities and reduce poverty. So this plan is really, really, really important to look at South Africa's future, as well as the people with disabilities and women as well. So once again, I will look at creative ideas to be implemented, as well as you said for women. Again, I will bring in the FAST program, Females Are Stronger Together, to make a program where we work and train these women and give them the necessary skills they have to go into industries. It's very important to look. The NDP has objectives and directives they want to achieve by 2030. And through these goals they have, they will eliminate inequalities, as well as they will reduce poverty. And I know if by 2020 the goals they have is not being reached, then if by 2020 they haven't given people the same amount of opportunities, job opportunities, well, then the objectives won't be reached. So and I believe as the population grows, as population grows, the levels of young people gets higher and higher, and we need to find together plans on how we're going to help them to be ready for the. Can you quickly just please say the question again?
No. The question is very simple, Ms. Pretorius. Is that if you can be recommended or appointed to the NYDA, how are you going to assist people with disabilities in terms of job opportunities, training services, as well as mentorship services, now that in all levels and all departments, the percentage of person with disabilities is always less than 2%. Remember, there are also South Africans, they are citizens, but they've got disabilities. But how are you going to help the NYDA to achieve that, so that they also benefit to the NYDA?
Firstly, I would lobby to businesses as well as departments to start employing youth into their departments. So I would use the integrated youth development strategy as a lobbying tool to go to businesses as well as to the different sectors, departments, to start employing youth into their workspace, as well as I would make a meeting to talk to people about junior level posts. So that would be for people who maybe haven't finished the graduate, they haven't agreed to go and a junior level job so that they get work through that, as well as,
there would be needed to be an acknowledgement that the NYTP and is too involved in the nation, and that for it to exist as a coordinating agency, policy making agency, and implementing agency, we need to treat it here and there. In excess of more than 10. What I want to say, check with you is that you might have heard that there are multiple views in society which suggest that the NYDA Act is to be the NADA Act has been in existence, like I said, for the past 10 years. A process has already been started to introduce the Act. What would you want to do to the NYTA Act being such that it can be more efficient for youth development? What would you want to do?
Thank you, Honorable Chair. I would say that where I would amend the Act is I would move it from a Section 75 to Section 76, and that would make the vision for us to have provincial boards, not only one NYDA board, but provincial boards, so that we can reach people that are always left out, rural areas that's never been reached, to do more groundwork. So that's where I would amend the NYDA Act, is to make provision for provincial boards so that we can reach more people on the ground, and it's more geographical. And then also, as all of you know, I feel that the NYDA is not doing enough for people with disabilities. And I know that it is mentioned in the NYDA Act that they want to look after people with disabilities. So, but I would add a chapter there to make sure that make provision for the different levels of disabilities, because there are so many different levels. It's not just people who was in an accident and lost their leg. There are really so many different levels of disabilities. So I would just want to add a chapter there for people with disabilities to do more for them. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much, Ms. Pretoria, for honoring our invitation. Do you have anything to say to us?
I would just like to thank everyone for your time and for all your efforts so far. I would just like to know why going through the guidelines and choosing the candidates, is it well geographically spread throughout throughout South Africa? Is it all 9 provinces being included?
Yeah. Can Honorable Masiko respond to this?
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. Yes, all the 9 provinces have that. That is amongst the other criteria that we have considered that we were looking at the specific criteria, though it's not the only criteria that we can consider.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much, Ms. Torres. Ms. Honorable Masiko has already answered you appropriately, but The last thing is that we will be finalizing our interviews on Friday. We'll be finalizing our interviews on Friday and liberating our report next week, present it to Parliament and NCOP, and thereafter we'll send the report, the Speaker will send the report to the President. So the President is the one that appoints people to serve in the board for NYDA. It's only at that stage whereby people will know, candidates will know that they've been successfully appointed by the President. It's not us at that stage. But thank you very much for your time. Fly safe. Yeah. Thank you.